Do you remember the poem Invictus?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
William Henley wrote the poem Invictus. The last stanza goes like this. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Some think he expressed persistence during trials. Others say he declared his independence from God. The Bible is quite clear that while we humans have freedom of choice, God reserves the right to overrule our choices to carry out his purposes. The Apostle Paul discussed this issue in his letter to the Romans, chapter 9. His critics questioned whether Jesus was the promised Messiah, since so few Jews accepted him as such. In his answer, Paul explained this truth about God. God is sovereign and retains the right to do as he pleases. He argues that even though we humans have free will and are indeed responsible for the choices we make, God reserves the right to overrule us and fulfill his purpose and plans. Like the attitude expressed by the poet, we do not have the last word concerning our fate. God does, and according to the Bible, God bases his decision upon our choice concerning his Son, Jesus Christ. Paul asks a sobering question to those who complain about God's absolute rule. Who are you, a mere human being, to argue with God? The correct response to God's sovereign will is to submit ourselves to him and seek to do what pleases him.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com